a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to tear down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to throw stones, a time to gather stones, a time to embrace, a time to shun embracing, a time to search, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to throw away, a time to tear apart, a time to sew together, a time to be silent, a time to speak, a time to love, a time to hate, a time for war, a time for peace. We are in the years of war. We are not in the years of peace. In the years preceding Christ's second coming, the last decade will be a time of war. And year by year, the wars will increase. The talk of war has ended. Christ said there would be a time for war. There would be, how did he phrase it in Matthew 24? There'd be talk of war and there would be war. We are in the time of war. The prophecy of Psalm 83 has begun. It has a date, a time when it begins. We are in a prophecy period. I would say that I've repeated this so often that eventually it would be insignificant. Actually, on October 7th, 2023, the prophecy in Psalm 83 was given birth. In Gaza, the Hamas terrorists attacked Israel. We can debate whether Israel knew about it, didn't know about it, was involved, was part of it. We can debate that all day long. The fact is that Psalm 83, the prophecy has begun. So it's irrelevant in a sense as to why, who, what, when, and where. The world is in the prophecy of Psalm 83. This prophecy is the beginning of the wars that will end at Christ's return. Already, Israel is beginning to go to war, not just only with Hamas terrorists. Turkey is sending soldiers. Russia is sending military advisors into Gaza to assist not just Gaza, but even into Lebanon. Israel now, the conflict in Lebanon has begun. People are hoping that there can be some type of resolutions to halt what is going to happen in Lebanon. No, we cannot stop it. You will not stop. The world cannot stop. Biden, Putin, Sinwar, the head of Hezbollah in Gaza, Benjamin Netanyahu. Nobody can stop what God said is going to happen in this war. Nobody's going to stop it. Even Donald Trump cannot stop it if he were president still. Prophecy is coming to pass. This war has done many things. And the world can thank Hamas for all the changes and the continuing conflicts that will continue to take place from here to the time of Christ's return. Hamas can be thanked for America sending hundreds of thousands of metric tons of metal into the Red Sea into the Persian Gulf. Our ships, munitions. Hamas has just opened the door for the United States of America to become involved in the Middle East, a campaign that we will never leave. Hamas can be thanked for Israel being forced to destroy Hezbollah in the nation of Lebanon. The politicians in Lebanon can thank Hamas for bringing war to their country. Present-day Jordan is trying desperately to not have to ante up munitions, finances, and soldiers, but it's too late. King Abdullah II can thank Hamas for Israel going to war with the king of Jordan, destroying the terrorist armies, and very shortly occupying the nation of Jordan. The world can thank Hamas for the suffering of all the Arab people and peoples in Gaza. And eventually, the city of Damascus in Syria, and Syria also is going to suffer greatly because Hamas's actions have triggered a coming event where Israel will be forced to destroy and flatten the city of Damascus and destroy that city forever. Psalm 83, you can read it for yourself. Get an English translation. The King James won't help you. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360 KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit allamericangold.com.
Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
This is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
It's too late. The world is not going to get it together. The nations, America, the rulers of the world, the rich men of the world, the generals of the world, of all the armies of the world, they think they know what they're doing. They think that they can control the heart of man. Well, one thing that the Hamas has done, chaos, Hamas means chaos, has done is it has triggered the wars that are to begin in the years before Christ's return. They have triggered famine because what they're doing, what the Houthis are doing in Yemen, and the two together, Hamas and the Houthis, working together, their companions, Islam is at war with the world. This is one of the prophecies in the Bible, that there would be a great religious slash political slash military organization called Islam that would be at war with what they term the infidel, those who are not Muslim or follow Muhammad. It has begun. Then you will have the communist, socialist, fascist religion internationally in China, nations in South America. Basically, the people, many of the 360 million people in the United States, probably a half would be, for the most part, communist. And basically, these false religions, which they are, they have one thing in common. They hate the God of the Bible. They hate the nation of Israel and the Jewish people. They hate Christianity. And they hate mankind that does not, that has a conscience to do what is right. They're at war with the world. All of them together. But the Bible says that a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Islam will be at war with the communists. The communists with the fascists. The fascists with the socialists. There'll be no common ground. You see a bumper sticker on many of these vehicles. Coexist. Well, you might as well cross out the Jewish star, cross out the Christian cross, because these occult symbols cannot coexist with Israel, the Jewish people, or the Christian people, or people that have a conscience. There's no such thing as coexist. But these people believe they can get along with Islam. Islam gets along with nobody. The occult world will not get along with Islam. Islam will be at war with the Satanists of the world. What Christ said would happen in the time before his return in the last final decade. We're in that time period already. Is that the world, there would be no solutions for the problems that would come upon mankind internationally. No solutions. There aren't any solutions. There's no solution in Gaza. They believe that Israel is in a campaign of genocide against the people in Gaza. Well, people cannot have no discernment at all. Israel is not at war with the women and the children, the old men, and the victims in Gaza. Israel is at war with a spirit of hate. People that have been conditioned from the time they were children to hate the nation of Israel and to hate the Jewish people. It is a worm in their thinking that if God does not reach them through His Holy Spirit, they will die trying to kill every Jewish person they meet. It is a, from the time they're born, they are conditioned in this type of hatred. And they'll admit it. They'll admit it. It's in the Bible. It's in the Quran. They have to subject Jew and Gentile. Islam is officially at war with not only America and the Middle East, or with the nations that will not support Hamas, but Islam now is at war with the entire world. And they have the feeling that the thought that they have a trained army internationally to bring the nations to their knees. To some degree, they're correct. But the problem is, these people in the religion of Islam are going to be forced to worship Antichrist, and that's something they can't do. Antichrist is going to demand that he be worshipped by Israel, or by the Muslims. Do you think the Muslims are going to worship Antichrist and abandon their religion? War has come to the world. At the International Court of Justice, this is from the Hal Turner radio show. This was yesterday. The International Court of Justice is now seated at The Hague. Israel genocide charges. They are charging Israel for genocide. This is exactly in line with Revelation chapter 12. All of the world will hate the Jewish people. And the dragon, the devil, will loose all of the demons of hell to bring hatred and try to attempt to destroy Israel as a nation and the Jewish people as a people. Prophecy is taking place. For the first time in decades, the International Court of Justice, complete with 17 judges, is seated to hear a charge of genocide leveled against a government. Israel has been charged with genocide in the Gaza Strip. The campaign, the Hamas News Network campaign, with all of its affiliates, this machine has affected the International Court of Justice. Israel is not on a campaign to destroy, kill every citizen in the Gaza Strip. Israel is under a command by God in Psalm 83, is under a command to go to war with the enemies of Israel, the ancient enemies that have hated and have attacked Israel for thousands and thousands of years. This is a fulfillment where God stated 3,000 years ago that these enemies would eventually be punished. A thousand years ago and another 1,500 years ago and another 2,000 years ago. No. They would all be punished openly, so the whole world would know that they are at war with God Himself. In Psalm 83, it even states that these Islamic Arab peoples and families related to Israel are at war with Yahweh. Not just the Jewish people, but God himself. Even, it is so clear, even the sons of Ishmael, Abraham's first son through Hagar, an Egyptian woman, concubine to Sarah, Abraham's wife. Even Ishmael and the princes that come out of his loins, 12 of them, would be at war with Israel. And guess what? Saudi Arabia, where Ishmael dwelt, Saudi Arabia has just been forced to assist Hamas and the Houthis in Yemen. And if they don't, the Islamic Brothers will destroy their oil field. Their oil fields. Islam is now at war with the Islamic Brothers in the Arab countries and non-Arab countries that will not go along with the overall objective to destroy Israel and the Jewish people. Iran is much more powerful than Saudi Arabia. America has put trillions of dollars into Saudi Arabia to arm Saudi Arabia over the last 50 years to be a stabilizing force in the Middle East against Iran. Iran is not Arab. Turkey is not Arab. Again, like I stated before, they are the offspring of Noah's son Japheth. Now, the Arab nations are the offspring of Noah's son Ham, who moved south into Egypt, into the Middle East, into that area, North Africa. Well, they're not related. I mean, they're related in the sense of they're the offspring of Noah, but they are different races. But what unites them is a religion / political / military belief system. Islam is not so much a religion. It is lastly a religion. It hides under the name religion. But it's a conquering army. It's a political entity. And they admit it. So, this court is different from the International Criminal Court, which many nations of the world do not agree to. But this International Court of Justice derives its power from the Geneva Convention, signed by every country on earth. The four Geneva Conventions, actually consisting of 7 treaties, have been signed and ratified by 196 states, including all members of the United Nations, the two present non-member observers, the Holy See, which is not holy. Francis is not holy. In my research, he is not holy. He's a globalist. He was involved in a genocide in Argentina while he was there, before he jumped the ocean. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com, The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. We'll continue in just a second.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Hi there, it's Kathy from J-Day's Appliance Sales and Service. I have a maintenance tip to keep your dryer in tip-top shape. Having good clearance in the back, not allowing the vent to be kinked, and check your outside vent for hot and heavy airflow. We're located at 132 East 7th Street, downtown Loveland. Call us at 970-669-1357. That's 669-1357.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360khnc.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Holy flypaper!
Join me, J. Deplorable, for Swamp Fight, Wednesdays at 5 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays at noon, right here on AM 1360.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend. The end of our elaborate plans. The end of everything that stands. The end, no sense.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 3, The Present Truth. Sundays, 9 to noon, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Join me on Sunday. I cover prophecy in a much deeper way than I can during the week. Minutes, speed by. But on Sunday, I do try to take my time and explain what the prophets of Israel, Christ, and his apostles in the New Testament said about the time that we're in. In the Psalms, one of David's musicians, Asaph, I think it was Asaph, I have to think about it. But he wrote this prophecy. This was 3,000 years ago. The Gaza War. The coming war in Lebanon. Israel is ready to fight it. Israel is very ready, I guess you would say. America must fund financially Israel. America is under command by the whole, by the scriptures, to help Israel militarily with weapons, technology. The nations are, they're not just upset. They're in a rage. The Islamic world is in a rage. the European nations, nations in Africa, China, Russia. But America must assist Israel. Whatever Israel needs, this is why munitions, finances are not going to Ukraine. They are being diverted to Israel. Israel is going to destroy Hezbollah in Lebanon. Hezbollah doesn't have a chance. Hamas is almost, they are surrendering. It's a shame for the terrorists to surrender. But they know they don't have a choice. They are being starved out. They are being bombed out. They can't hide behind the citizens of Gaza any longer. The military leaders are being found out. They're being neutralized. And the Hamas News Network and all of its affiliates in Europe and in America can only use the campaign of genocide. Their method is Israel. This is a genocide against the Gazan people, the innocent people. No, the innocent people are being used by the terrorists. You just have to watch, be careful who you're listening to. If you're listening to the Hamas News Network affiliates, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, all of these, then you are being lied to and you are believing the lie. I listen to what the Bible says. The hatred of the children of Israel and the nation of Israel will become so great that these men will be willing to die hoping to kill at least one Israeli, even though it costs them their life. They will not win. The Bible says they will not win. The Bible says Islam will have its end at Armageddon. Islam will have an end at Armageddon. The armies of Antichrist will have an end at Armageddon. All the nations of the world, China, all the nations, the kings of the East, they will all have their end when they come to Armageddon. Islam is going to exist for another 8-9 years and it's over. This country, 8-9 years, it's over. All the, like Job said in chapter 9, in the time in which we live, the world will be turned over to the wicked. Who are the wicked? The rulers of the world in all the nations. In the Middle East, there are the wicked. Power will be put into their hands. China, into the hands of Xi Jinping, a wicked, wicked man. Putin, to a degree, yes, there is evil in every man's heart. Look at the wickedness in this country. Look at the people who are the political representatives of the American people in this country. Would you say they live by their conscience or by their flesh? They live by their conscience or by the lust of money, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life? Why doesn't Mitch McConnell step down? This guy is older than T-Rex, Tyrannosaurus Rex. Why is he still there? Lindsey Graham, why is he there? Why is Biden there? Because of the lust of the flesh, the lust of life, the power of life. They love the power. Pelosi, why doesn't she go away? The pride of life. Bill and Hillary, Rockefeller, Clinton. This is the heart and the evil within the hearts of man. The pride of life. But at the same time, these individuals, they are employed by the devil. They are employed, they are under orders to build a demonic, satanic kingdom of violence, of it's a kingdom of greed. It's the kingdom of darkness. They have a right and are under orders to build that kingdom. And in that kingdom they build, there will be war, suffering, misery, death. We're in the last decade. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that, too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain Freeze-Dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Well, I don't know what you're thinking, could this be heaven or is this going to be hell? Christ told his disciples the truth. He explained clearly to them what to look for in the years prior to his return. After his death, he would return 2,000 years later. And he told them everything that would happen. And he was quoting from many of his prophets, Israel's prophets in the Old Testament. The great prophecy of our time, which we are in right now, that has a beginning and will have an end, is Psalm 83. The attack on Israel by the terrorists in the Gaza Strip. That was the beginning, October 7th, 2023, Jerusalem time, and it will have an end. When at the conclusion of the Psalm 83 war, there will be, you might say, an exclamation point. The exclamation point will be a separate prophecy, the Damascus War, which is a brief war where the city of Damascus is destroyed completely. The city will no longer exist, one of the oldest cities in the world. It's an exclamation point that the Hamas war has ended, that Psalm 83 has been fulfilled. Immediately after Damascus is destroyed, or about that time, right in that vicinity, I can't give you an exact second, but right at the end, at the termination of that prophecy, Damascus, Isaiah chapter 17, then Russia, Iran, Turkey, other nations in the old Soviet bloc, possibly even soldiers from Ukraine, out of North Africa, Libya, and Ethiopia, these nations collectively will move into a battlefield. The battlefield is in present-day Jordan, which will be Israeli territory or Israeli real estate when this war occurs. And they will come to the east side of the Jordan River to gather to attack Israel from the east, moving west to occupy. That's their objective, and to take the riches and the resources. Israel is going to have already a great oil field off the coast of Lebanon. Try to remember the name of the oil field. Diablo, no? Was it? I'll think of the name. It has a name that refers to Satan. What is that? It is actually there is a company in Denver, Colorado that actually, Leviathan, that is responsible for helping the Jewish people develop that field. Leviathan is the name of the field. That's appropriate. Nothing is accidental. Everything that we see, there is a meaning behind it. And right here out of Colorado, a big oil company is responsible to assist Israel. We as a country, whether we like it or not, with me, I don't fight it. I don't fight what the Bible says. If the Bible says the United States is supposed to arm Israel, assist Israel in the media against propaganda, a campaign of hate, then America must do it. If America is supposed to assist Israel with technology, the latest weaponry, bombs, bullets, medical supplies. Well, then if the Bible says we're to do that, I don't protest. I don't have anything to say as far as going against what God says will happen. If God says that we're in the decade and we're watching the signs of the time, we're seeing the wars. I'm looking at another article right here. Before I go to this article, let me finish with this here. Again, this is out of the Hal Turner radio show. This was yesterday, or last night actually. He said this International Court of Justice, I have to go to a break. I'll finish in a second. The program, The Present Truth. This is The Present Truth. I'm telling you The Present Truth. Rick Rodriguez.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catch slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Higher rates, lower rates, negative rates, bail-ins, bailouts, and so much more. You know why you need to own gold and silver. At the Patriot Trading Group, we're a different kind of company. We have no commission salespeople, no boiler room sales calls, no high-price spokesmen. We believe in treating you with honesty and respect and delivering you the best products at the best price. Buying or selling, call us at 800-951-0592 or go to our website at allamericangold.com.
And there is an age that is dawning, but it is not the age of Aquarius. It is going to be the thousand-year rule and reign of the Son of God, Jesus Christ, in his millennial kingdom. We are a decade away from that magnificent thousand-year period of time. Okay, to finish with this article, the International Court of Justice. Number one, the court can order the suspension of Israel from the United Nations, which they would love to do. Number two, the court can order economic sanctions upon Israel, which it will do. The court can order can order halting of all commerce with Israel, which they will attempt to do eventually. The court can order UN military action. They will attempt to do. This is the single most serious situation the state of Israel has seen since its inception. The wars that Israel has fought do not even come close to the level of legal jeopardy it finds itself in before this court. This court will attempt to destroy Israel because these people are deceived in believing that Israel is on a campaign of genocide against the people in Gaza. It is not. It is in a campaign of war against terrorists. Firstly, in Gaza. Nextly, in the West Bank. Secondly, in Lebanon. Then the West Bank. In Syria, the terrorists that will come out of Syria, which are being dealt with already. Eventually, in present-day Jordan, King Abdullah II. Then the war is shifting to the south, to the area of Jacob and Esau, Esau's homeland area in the southern part of, or the northwestern part of Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia is going to be involved with the terrorists very shortly. At the tip of Saudi Arabia, Yemen is already attempting to halt and interfere with international the ships trading goods all over the world. And this just happened last night too. Yemen airspace has suddenly become evacuated. A commercial no-fly zone has been issued to keep commercial flights out of Yemen airspace. Syria, pro-Iranian groups in Iraq have declared their unconditional support for Yemen. The war is escalating. Saudi Arabia has not yet stated its position, but in another article, they have stated their position. They will help the Houthis in Yemen, and they will begin to support the Gazans, the terrorist forces in Gaza. The Houthis have stated earlier that if Saudi Arabia, the UAE, and Qatar provide airspace for the American attack, these countries will be considered at war with Yemen. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. A kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. Islam will not stand. We'll visit Sunday, if you want, 9 to noon for the Olive Tree Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. The God of peace be with you this weekend.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Millican, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.